Good morning. I want to thank everybody involved in putting this forum together for the opportunity to, for all three of us to be together. I said my candidacy is based on my experience of 27 years at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, involved in teacher training and the school administration program. So out of these 27 years, the majority of superintendents and principals have come through our program. And and also being a school board member in my 30 years in public education. At the UW, we have been looking at this for about 20 years and asking ourselves certain questions. Why has almost, we can say, 100% of the reform movements failed? And we asked the question, why? And we started looking at it for 20 years, and we finally came down to one question that answers why reform movements move. Because we hear people always talk about money. If we could only increase the funding, if we could only decrease the funding, education will improve. We can have quality education with less money, we can have quality education with more money. So I said all this has been debated over and over again, and once you get into the issue of money, the educational issue gets hidden. It becomes secondary. So we found out that as you look back, every reform movement never addressed the question of what skills and knowledge of the teachers would need to address this new reform movement. So when we look at teacher training, teachers are not being trained with the skills and knowledge. Then we compared it to another profession, and we find that other professions have identified the skills and the knowledge that the people need to perform the duties assigned to that profession. So if you look at educational training program, teacher training program, most teachers come out with individual knowledge. There is no field knowledge. And you can say that the field of education has identified this knowledge and this programs and skills that are effective in the classroom. So we're looking at to improve the presence, to look at teacher training and standardize that. When every teacher goes into a program, regardless what college is, in the UW system or private college, they would be learning the skills and knowledge that have been tested and proven through long-term research. We have to have research that doesn't look at a problem for 3 months. We got to have research that looks at the problem for 10 to 15 years that we identify. You would not allow a doctor to apply a remedy to you that is based on his or her individual research based on 30 patients. You would say, I want a remedy that has been proven to be workable with long-term research. We should use the same principle in education because we're experimenting. Through the history of education, we've been experimenting with our school children. And it's time that we stop experimenting with them by using non-tested, non-proven approaches in the classroom. Secondly, we're supporting the choice, the entrepreneur model of choice. If one studies what entrepreneur is the means to introduce innovation. And education suffers from innovation because education recycles all unproven, untested, and unsuccessful programs over and over again.